In this week's Cotton Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Curtis Stewart, chairman of the Joint Cotton Industry Bell Packaging Committee and general manager of Dumas Cotton Gin in Dumas, Arkansas. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The revised specs, removed hot blade weld technology is an approved welding material for PET plastic strapping. Added a colored yarn clarification for spiral sewn burlap bagging, which states that spiral sewn burlap bags cannot contain colored yarn anywhere in the fabric. Added a new subsection for specs addressing identification, certification, and test methods as requirements for cotton bagging. Approved a circular woven bag construction made from woven polypropylene, and introduced a new section in the specs named Certification of Analysis and Approved List.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
There's several reasons for revising the specs. One is continue improving the quality and performance of cotton bale packaging materials. Another is to protect and preserve the quality of the lint inside the cotton bales. Finally, the Bale Packaging Committee strives to improve the appearance and marketability of American cotton bales in domestic and foreign markets.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
This action reflects the attitude of both domestic and foreign mill customers as burlap as a suitable bale wrap. Textile mills' concerns are reflected as answers to a packaging question on a recent National Cotton Council CCI mill survey. Both domestic and foreign mills were given an opportunity to express their views concerning bale packaging material preferences and their responses on these surveys. On both surveys, the mills rated burlap bagging as the least acceptable packaging material on the list of approved materials. Over the next few years, the burden of the salvaging burlap's reputation as an acceptable bale packaging material will be in the hands of the burlap bag manufacturers. The makers of burlap have the opportunity at this time to convince textile mills that burlap bags are not the source of contamination and that burlap adequately protects baled lint during transportation and storage.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Once the results of this survey are tabulated, they'll be available for consideration by the committee, and the performance of all bale packaging materials will be evaluated. The survey will also be used to protect and build the U.S. raw cotton industry's reputation as a quality, contamination-free cotton. With our reputation as a source of this contamination-free cotton on the line, I urge ginners, growers, and others to search out and remove potential sources of contamination in their surroundings as they harvest and gin this year's crop. Preventing lint contamination is a goal up for all of us in the U.S. as we wholeheartedly endorse.